Tomorrow morning, you can visit some of Mesa's most notable residents. Well, kind of. It's the second Mesa Cemetery Tour, and the stops include some people you've probably heard of, some you may have heard something about, and some who most people probably wouldn't know anything about otherwise. Vic Linoff is a board member with the Mesa Historical Museum, which is putting on the tour. He gave me a bit of a preview.
When you come in here, it's like being in another world. It's very peaceful, it's tranquil, it's filled with Italian cypress trees, and it's just really an incredible place. And when you think about it, the population of the cemetery is very large, about equal to the size of the city of Prescott. I think a cemetery is full of life. This is the sum and substance of this city's history.
What do you think a community can learn by taking a tour of its cemetery?
You can learn about the sum and substance, the people that helped build this community. You've got famous people here like Waylon Jennings, and I think we're going to go take a look at his grave. You've got infamous Ernesto Miranda. You've got the not so famous, and then you have anonymous.
Do you have to sort of tread lightly when you're planning a tour? Because, yes, there's a lot of interesting stuff here, but it's also, for a lot of people, a place of sort of a need for great respect and sort of hallowed ground. So I guess, how do you balance those?
You're absolutely right. I mean, it is hallowed ground. But if you talk to people who have relatives that are buried here, I think they're very pleased to know that someone is coming through and recognizing their ancestors.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys.
We're standing by one of probably the bigger names. Graves on this tour. This is Waylon Jennings. And how did he come to be buried in Mesa?
He was buried in Mesa because his wife, Jessie Coulter, lived in the Valley. Beyond that, he has an important connection to Valley history. Although he grew up in Texas and in Oklahoma, he really kind of got his start here in the Valley. What is interesting, people tend to come by on a regular basis and leave mementos, things that might have been of interest to Waylon Jennings. I've been here when there's a bottle of whiskey. There are coins. One time there was a wooden gear shift nodge. This is the number one spot and stop at this cemetery.
From there, we pass a bunch of markers for people born in the 19th century and end up at the grave of someone who played a significant role in legal history.
Ernesto Miranda is probably better known, as you say, for legacy, and that was the Supreme Court Miranda decision.
How much of people coming to a tour like this and to see, even to an extent, Waylon Jennings, especially Ernesto Miranda, how much of it is just sort of a curiosity factor of, well, this is where this person's buried?
Oh, I think there's a lot of curiosity. And people are surprised by the variety that are here. You've got Dr. Alston, who was the first black physician in Mesa. We have some people from the first black family that settled here. There is a Confederate soldier buried at this cemetery. So, you've got this gamut of what you would have in any community.
Vic Linoff, one of the tour guides on tomorrow's Mesa Cemetery Tour.
Rock on, gold dust woman, take your silver spoon and dig your grave.
You can get all the details on the event, including some of the stops on the tour, hint, Waylon Jennings, at kjzz.org.
Pick your path and I'll pray. Wake up in the morning, see your sunrise, loves to go down. Lousy lover, pick the prey.